You know, if you live in a big city, sometimes you've seen a cloud hovering over the city on high pollution days. What's that called sometimes?
A brown cloud.
Brown cloud. And we need to be real careful about what goes into our environment. So today we're actually going to create and study the brown cloud in this plastic bag. It's a technique that they call small-scale chemistry. So we're actually going to make parts of the brown cloud here, and let me show you how it's going to work. First of all, we're going to use a petri dish, and I'm going to put the petri dish down inside, and let me put some water down there. We're going to use that later. You'll see why here in just a second. So let me fill the bag with some water.
Oh.
There we go. And now I'm going to contain the other chemicals in another part. And this is a little glass, watch glass. And so this goes down inside. And now we're going to use a very strong acid. And we have to be very careful around acids. But what I like about this technique is that we're only going to use a couple drops. And this is concentrated or very strong nitric acid. So let me put some of that down inside. There we go, and it'll go right there in the watch glass. And so now when we cause our reaction to take place, I'm going to put a metal down here inside, and we're going to see the reaction and actually the formation of that cloud. And the piece of metal that we're going to use is copper. And what am I using?
A penny.
So we're sacrificing the penny for our experiment. Here we go. This goes down inside, and I'll seal it up so that none of the gases will come out into our breathing air.
Whoa.
Right? What do you see happening?
It's getting brown and like green around the penny. Oh.
You're seeing the reaction that's taking place there. The bag's turning brown. It's actually the air that's inside the bag that's turning brown, and you can see how that's moving around, right?
Yeah.
That brown gas that you see inside, come here and take a look at the reaction, is actually a chemical called nitrogen dioxide, and that accounts for some of the brown that we see in our atmosphere. And you say, well, how do you produce nitrogen dioxide? Well, when our car, for example, our car burns fossil fuels at a high temperature, one of the things that it gives off is, yes, carbon monoxide and some of the, but nitrogen dioxide, and so that's some of that gas that you see there. So it's contributing to our brown cloud. Now, that's not the only thing. You've heard somebody say acid rain before?
Uh-huh.
Well, the way that we clear out that brown cloud is a nice rain shower precipitation that comes out, and we're going to clear up that brown cloud by doing the same thing. So I'm going to tip it over and mix some of that water that we used before. Here we go. And you tell me if you see the brown cloud disappearing at all.
It's disappearing.
Going into the water.
Absolutely. So now that nitrogen dioxide is mixing with the water, and that comes down into our environment. Maybe it goes into a lake. Maybe it goes down into the ground, but now we have the formation of acid rain or that acidic water in our environment. Now, notice that the water is a little bit blue too, right? That's some of the copper from the penny that we saw before, so that's why it's blue. But now, do you see some of the things that we have to be concerned about? You and I can say we're really concerned about the brown cloud or our environment, but now that we can see it using this experiment, maybe that's going to cause us to even think a little bit more. What could we do, Nicole, to help that out?
Carpool.
Absolutely. Carpool, what
walk
else?
Walk or ride your bike.
You're right. And just to focus really on what comes out of the end of those engines, right, the exhaust, and how we can help that with our environment a little bit. So you saw how the production of nitrogen dioxide helped with that brown cloud. Maybe you can think of a great way to be able to help our environment and reduce some of that exhaust. Remember to keep wondering why. Good job.
That's
I mean,
great.
That's kind of great to be able to see some of those inside.
Looking clean.
Absolutely.
For some reason.
Absolutely.
Shiny green penny.